Chris has expressed some interest in the baptism process, and he said, I'd like to get baptized. So I said, as elders, we got together and talked to him and said, tell us your walk with the Lord and how that is. And so I thought we'd invite him to share with you guys his walk with the Lord and how he came to know Christ a little bit. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm a little nervous about speaking in front of people, so I wrote some things down. I'd like to share a little about my salvation today. A long time ago, longer than I would like to admit, something like 42-ish years, I witnessed a baptism. It was actually at this church, and according to my mom, hi, Mom. I told her, I want to get zapatized. I mean, it looked fun, right? Go to church, go for a swim for Jesus, dry off, and have a generally great day. I want to read Romans 5, verses 1 through 5, New Living Translation, which most closely sums up my salvation and what I love about God. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. I have been saved by faith for longer than I can really remember, which is technically all I ever needed to be saved, according to Galatians 2, verse 16. I'll read that. Yet we know that a person is made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, not by obeying the law. And we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be made right with God because of our faith in Christ, not because we have obeyed the law. For no one will ever be made right with God by obeying the law. I can't pin down the exact day or time of my salvation, because for me, my walk with Jesus has grown closer gradually over the years. I felt like I always had my faith, but was always afraid to take the leap to show it to others, to put myself out there. Here's my example. How many of you remember, show of hands, middle school or high school dance when you were a kid? I don't know how it was for you guys, but I remember buying the ticket, paying money for an outfit, getting all dressed up, every thread having to be in the proper place, combing my hair repeatedly to make my cowlick obey, practicing some awesome dance move, going to the dance, seeing all the intimidatingly pretty girls, and sitting in a chair on the sideline for 2.5 hours with one friend while we psych each other up to go ask the least intimidating girl for a dance, and maybe dance 2 times awkwardly. That is probably not how bad it really was, but that is kind of how I recall it. This is kind of how my walk with Christ has been. I bought the ticket. I knew how big a deal it was. I went to the dance. I even made it to the door, but I couldn't put myself out there. God is just waiting for me to dance. I'm done worrying about being awkward or perfect or too perfect, because I just now found out that I'm not. And it might be awkward, 40 plus years of 2 left feet, but finally, I'm ready. I want to dance. Thank you all for being here to witness my zapatism. my declaration that I want and am ready to more fully serve God now. I have something I'd like to ask you all. Would you like to dance too?
Good invitation. Thank you, Chris. In Matthew 26, Jesus commands his disciples to go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Based on your testimony and your love for the Lord, I'm going to baptize you.